This is Jacinta Parsons on ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria.
I bring to you one of my favourites. Hopefully she can't hear me as I be a bit fangal about her. She's the chief political correspondent on 7:30. You will have known her for a long time in her work in politics. I, of course, am speaking of ABC's own Laura Tingle. Good afternoon.
Hi, Jacinta. How are you?
Very well. I just had a feeling you would be a woman of poetry.
It's probably a little bit overstating it, to put it mildly, but I could rattle up one or two for you. So I thought I'd go for something short rather than Victorian and sort of epic, shall we say.
Do you read it often, or is it sort of something, you know, you've gone to over the years here and there?
I'd say it's more episodic. Actually, the whole lockdown thing, I think it means that you're doing all sorts of things. You know, you go back to playing the piano or singing or reading a bit more, and so there's been a bit of poetry going on in the house, all sorts of things that you dig up, old Australian poems and all sorts of interesting things from around the world.
So it won't be out of the question when we ask you to come and play the piano and have a little song for us at some point soon.
It depends how long the lockdown goes on for.
All right, we'll give you a couple more weeks. Laura, what have you chosen for us today?
I've chosen a poem by an English poet called Wendy Cope, who writes very lovely poems about the beauty in the everyday life. And this one is called Valentine. And I should say there's probably a couple of ways of reading it, but this is the way I'll do it.
Okay.
My heart has made its mind up, and I'm afraid it's you. Whatever you've got lined up, my heart has made its mind up. And if you can't be signed up this year, next year will do. My heart has made its mind up, and I'm afraid it's you.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Isn't that nice?
Isn't that lovely?
She just writes these really lovely poems of the everyday and of, you know, a great affection, and they're very honest, aren't they? It's a very honest thing to say, I think so.
I think that's sometimes what we need from our poetry, is that way to pierce through with efficient language to tell us the truth. We've been talking about optimism today, Laura. Would you describe yourself as optimistic?
I think I have to be optimistic to have stayed writing about politics for this long, Jacinta, but yeah, I'm completely an optimist. Which sometimes takes a bit of a battering, as I'm sure it is for everybody at the moment.
It hurts a little bit to be an optimist, doesn't it?
It does. It requires quite an investment of faith.
Well, that's kind of what it is at its heart, isn't it? It's faith, really, optimism. It's belief in the goodness beyond.
It is. And every so often when it's rewarded, it makes it worthwhile. And I mean, in my professional life, I think you see that every so often you just get a glimpse of how good politics can be and how good leadership can be. And it's just so great. And you immediately think, oh, well, maybe we've turned the corner and everything will be great from here on in. And of course,
the Malcolm Turnbull memoir comes out.
Or you sort of watch strange things going on in intersections of Denver in the United States at the moment or whatever, and you get a bit crushed. But I think the only option is really to be an optimist.
You're listening to ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria.